奉主耶稣基督圣名证道。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I begin my sermon.
感谢主耶稣，我们可以一起聚集的敬拜神。
Thank God that we can gather here together to worship God.
愿神将那丰盛的恩惠赏赐给大家。
May God grant you His abundant grace.
今晚上想与大家一起来查考的题目是面对压力。
Tonight, the topic that I want to share is handling stress.
我们活在这个世界上，人人都可以都有经历压力的经验。
As we live in this world, we'll all experience stress.
学生有考试的压力。
The students will encounter stress in exams.
生意人有业绩的压力。
The businessman is worried about the prosperity of the business.
老人家也有身体健康的压力。
And the elderly worry about their health.
可是我记得去年在奥林匹克运动会的时候呢，美国有一位女运动员叫做 Marion Jones， 她却讲了一句非常有趣的话。
But I remember during last Olympic game, there's this female sports girl. She said something.
她说 ，I have always enjoyed being in pressure situation. 我很喜欢在一种压力很大的情况下呢来竞争啊。
She said that she always enjoyed under pressure situation.
因为这样子她更能够展现出她的潜能。
Because then she can find her potential.
那么从圣经上看起来，到底有几种面对压力的方法呢？
So how many methods can we find in the Bible?
我们看到圣经有的人面对压力是用自忧自恨的方法来处理。
We can find that some people, they pity themselves when they encounter stress.
有的人在压力之下却越发的离弃神。
And some people, they forsake God.
这些是我们不应该笑话的。
And this is what we should not learn.
但是有人在压力下面，他却可以努力的改进情况。
But some people under stress, they try to change the circumstances.
有的人更努力的来依靠神。
And some will rely on God.
这是我们应该学习的。
And this is what we should learn.
今天晚上就一点一点的，我们从圣经来得到教训。
So today we should learn point by point from the Bible.
来看创世纪的42:21。
Let's turn to Genesis 42:21.
创世纪42:21。
Genesis 42:21.
旧约54页。旧约54页。
Genesis 42:21.
他们彼此说：“我们在兄弟身上实在有罪。他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里的愁苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。”这里一个故事在记载，约瑟的兄弟们呢，在经历压力的要坐牢的一个情况之下呢，所说的一句话。
This is what the brothers of Joseph have said when they encounter stress.
他们想起大约13年前，他们怎么样恶待自己的兄弟约瑟，把他在哀求同样哀求的情况之下呢，却把他卖给了商人呢。
They remember that 13 years ago, their brother Joseph pleaded them not to sell him, but they still sold him.
我们请跳过来看45:5。
Let's turn to chapter 45:5.
创世纪45:5。
Genesis 45:5.
现在不要因为把我卖到这里，自忧自恨。这是神差我带你们以先来，为要保守全生命的。约瑟在这里安慰他的兄弟们。
Here Joseph comforted his brothers.
你们不要为以前发生的事情那种感到压力很大，在那边自忧自恨。
That you should not feel stressed because of what happened before and be distressed.
当我们今天遇到困难的时候呢，这个结果往往是我们以前种下的一个因。
Today when we encounter something, it's because of what we have done before.
那在这个压力之下，我们就开始去反省一些。我们没有办法弥补的过去，我以前如果不那样做就好了。
So under this stress, we will regret for what we have done.
有人会说，如果我以前这个改变一下，我不要这个major 这一门课，我major其他门课，也许就好了。
Some people might say, if I have major something else than what I'm majoring now, it's better.
有人在遇到困难的时候就想说如果我以前做这行生意不做这行生意就好了。
And some people will say that if I've done this business instead of the other one before would be better.
有人就会说如果我以前呢不要娶这个老婆娶那个老婆就好了。
And some people will say if I've married someone else my life would be better.
这都是自忧自恨自己给自己情绪上走到一个死胡同的没有必要的做法。
And this is because they put themselves in distress and put themselves in a dead end.
有一个科学家他做了一个实验呢。
A scientist once have done an experiment.
他把让一只老鼠呢来拿一块cheesecake, 拿 cheesecake 来吃哈，拿一些起司那个饼干来吃。
And he allowed a rat to take some cheesecake.
不过呢，他不是光这样让他这样拿，他在那个食物之前呢放通过一些电流，所以这个老鼠要拿东西吃的时候呢，一定要先被电一下。那才可以拿东西吃这样子。
However, before the rat can get the cheesecake, he has to go through an electric current.
结果老鼠拿了几次之后呢，都就想起，哎呀，我这下伸手出去的话呢，我要被电了。
So the rat will remember that every time he takes the food, he will encounter the electric current.
所以在重复几次之后，你发现到这只老鼠呢，还没有伸手之前就全身发抖，而且它的这个排泄系统都失禁了。
So the rat will be trembling when he encounters the situation.
常常因为人在做一个事情，我们过去的经验，如果那种在压力之下没有把它除掉的话呢，我们就会像这只小老鼠一样，在那边感到非常恐惧、非常战惊啊。
So if we cannot forget about the stress that we encountered before, we'll be in distress like the rat.
所以圣经提醒我们，我们要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
That's why the Bible reminds us we have to forget about what's behind and pursue for what's ahead.
不要再沉浸在自忧自恨的情节当中了。
So that we will not be distressed.
我们要懂得 forget and forgive, forgive and forget, 懂得忘记过去的事情。
We have to forgive and forget.
有的动物学家跟我们这样讲他说其实动物的身心呢比人更健康。
Some biologists will tell us that the animals are healthier than humankind.
你看那个阿猫阿狗他们也会打架了，是不是？可是这个小时打架了，明天又好得不得了了。
You look at the dog and cat, they fight all the time, but the next day they become friends again.
可是我们人类当自己我们有纠纷的时候呢，我们发觉到常常我们却沉浸自己在自忧自恨的那种无法忘怀的情节里面了。
However, when human beings they encounter conflicts, they cannot forget the stress, and they are always in distress.
这是我们不用学习的。
This is what we should not learn.
我们再看第二点历代志下28:22。
Second point, Second Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志下28:22。
Second Chronicles chapter 28:22.
旧约568页。
Second Chronicles chapter 28:22.
28:22。
Chapter 28:22.
28:22。
Chapter 28:22。
这亚哈斯王在极难的时候，约哈得罪神，他祭司攻击他的大马色之神说：“因为亚兰王的神帮助他们，我也献祭给他们，好帮助我。但那些神使他以色列众人败亡了。”24。
24。
亚哈斯将神殿里的器具都聚集来毁灭了。且封锁了神的殿的门，在耶路撒冷各处的拐门建筑祭坛。25。
25。
又在犹大各城建立丘坛，以别神烧香，惹动主他列祖神的怒气。这边提到以色列国历史上的一个王叫亚哈斯
Here talks about one of the kings in Israel, King Ahaz.
那时候国家有难，他非常的着急。
And at that time, the country was in.Distress.
他的压力非常大。
And he felt very stressful.
这个时候他表现的却是越发的离开神。
But his behavior was to depart from God.
竟然去把外邦的神都拿回来敬拜了，以致神都很生气啊。
And he worshipped other gods. That's why God is very angry.
就好像两个小朋友在吵架一样。
Just like when two children are fighting.
那一个小朋友去找那个流氓来帮他忙。
And one of the children.Would find some gangs to help him.
另外一个小朋友就说：“哦，你去找这个流氓哦，我也同样的来贿赂他，让他来帮助我所以两个人找同样一个流氓
So the other children also bribed the same gangster to help him.
神很生气，神就好像父母亲一样，我们有问题应该到神面前去，而不要找这些恶的帮助啊。
And God is just like our parent, will be very angry because we should seek Him instead of the evil powers.
当一个人在很困难的时候呢？
When a person encounters problems,
他有时候好像沉浮在大海一样，很想急着抓一块浮木来作为他的依靠啊。
He's just like a person who is about to sink and trying to find a log.
这个时候有时候会病急乱投医啊。病急了就是随便抓，甚至错的也抓。
And because he's in distress, so he will grab hold of anything that he can find.
在湾区有一位信徒啊，他是一家公司的 CEO.
There's a member who's a CEO of the company.
那在那段时间呢，他的生意突然之间做得很不好。
And at that time, he encountered some difficulties in the enterprise.
他的婚姻呢，也出了一些问题。
And there were also some problems in his marriage.
那生意的关系，他也很久没有来到教会聚会了。
So due to his business, he hasn't come to church for a long time.
突然间看到电视广告呢，说如果你有问题的话呢，就请你打1888这个所谓的 fortune teller 啊，1888这个算命师，你打来我就给你答案了。
And at that time, the television showed that if you call a certain 1-800 number, a fortune teller will help you.
我写到说他在夜急难的时候呢，他忘了神而去寻求不对的帮助啊。
So in his difficulties, he forget God and seek for other help.
我们信主的人是属神的子民。
We are children of God.
我们凡事都要依靠神。
We should rely on God in everything.
我们的神是至尊至大的神。
Our God is Almighty.
他可以解决我们的困难。
He can solve all problems.
他很不喜欢我们去沾染那些污秽的污秽的东西啊。
He doesn't like us to touch on filthy stuff.
我们来请参考《生命记》的18:9。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9.
生命记十八章第九节。
Deuteronomy 18, verse 9.
新约239页。
Deuteronomy 18, verse 9.
十八章第九节
18:9
你到主你神所赐那地十八章第九节239页
18:9
你到主你神所赐之地那些国民所行可正恶的事你不可以学着行第十节
10:10
你们中间不可以有人使儿女惊火也不可以有占卜的观照的用法术的行邪术的用迷术的交鬼的
11.
行巫术的过阴的设节
12.
完行这些事都是主所正恶的因为国民行这正恶的事所以主你的神将他们从你面前赶出去这边提到说我们的神呢很讨厌我们去从事跟鬼有关系的那些习俗啊
Here it mentioned that God detests us when we go for the evil powers.
算命的、教鬼的啦、占卜的啦。
Like fortune tellers, witchcraft.
在欧美呢，我们发觉到这个风水非常的流行，大家在做事情之前想要看看风水。
We can see that in America, it's very popular to go to a fortune teller.
那我们有位姐妹，她的先生那个时候还没有信耶稣。
And we have a sister whose husband is not a believer.
他趁太太不在的时候呢，去找这个风水师，然后趁太太不在的时候呢，就把家里的这个东西稍微挪了一些东西了，哦。
And when the wife was not home, this man went to a fortune teller and changed some of the furnitures.
这位姐妹回家不晓得为什么呢，就一直拉肚子啊。
However, when this sister went home, she has diarrhea.
以前拉肚子啊，身体不舒服，一祷告，主耶稣会帮助她。
So usually when they are sick, they pray, God will help them.
可这次怎么都祷告不会好呢？
But this time when she pray, it's of no use.
她想说，哎，这个我先生哦，不晓得做了什么坏事啊，他在祷告就有这种感觉。
So she felt that her husband must have done something wrong.
就问他说，哎，先老公啊，你到底做了什么事？
So he asked his husband, dear, what have you done?
没有啊，我什么都没做。
His husband replied, "I haven't done anything."
他先生半信半疑了哦，趁他不注意的时候呢，把那个摆设的东西呢，把一半摆回来哦，一半而已啦。
So her husband changed the position of the furniture.
Just half of it.
Half of it.
就我发觉到他的那个 就是拉肚子的问题呢，就好了一半。
So the diarrhea was better, but not completely healed.
他还是很歪，跟他先生讲说，你一定做错什么事情。我以前哦，神都很听我祷告的。
So the wife said, "You must have done something wrong, because God usually answers my prayer."
先生真的是不得已啊，为了爱太太啊，再把东西都摆回原位啊。
So the husband has to change all the furniture back to the old position.
发现到他的病就完全好了。
And he discovered that her wife healed completely.
所以我们信耶稣的人真的不要很急的情况之下硬话得罪神。
So under stress, we should not go against God.
那除了脚交毁了之外呢，小弟以前在学校念书的时候也发现到同学在压力很大的情况之下呢，会去酒吧喝酒啦。会去找纵欲做一些淫荡的事情来解除自己那种内在的压力。
So apart from going to fortune teller, some people will handle stress by going according to their flesh desires.
有一次我想跟一个18岁的年轻人传福音呢。
So once I was trying to preach to a youth about 18 years old.
那这个年轻人他染了一头黄色的头发。
And he dyed his hair golden color.
我说你来信耶稣好不好？
So I asked him, "Do you want to believe in Christ?"
他说不好。
He said no.
我说为什么？
I said why?
他说我要刺青哦，我还没有刺青。
He said I
信耶稣就不能刺青了。
He said I'm still trying to get some tattoos. If I believe in Christ, I cannot do so.
他说我现在才两个女朋友不够，我要交5个女朋友之后，如果我现在就来信耶稣，我以后也不能乱来啦。
He said, "I only have 2 girlfriends, and it's not enough. If I believe in Christ, I cannot have more."
他妈妈坐在他的旁边呢。
At that time, the mother was sitting beside him.
我认识他妈妈的一些生命的故事。
I know stories about his mom.
我就跟他这样讲，你有没有想想你妈妈的生命事件啊
？So I told him, "Did you think about your mother?"
你爸爸不是刺青的吗？
Your father has a lot of tattoos.
你爸爸不是有很多女朋友吗？
Your father has a lot of girlfriends.
你爸爸有满足吗？
Were your father contented?
如果你爸爸有满足，为什么你妈妈今天要逃离开自己的故乡，独自一个人带着你们这些孩子来美国流浪呢？
If your father were contented, why did your mother leave your father and brought you to America?
我就知道真的，当一个人要寻求一种一些纵欲的方法，一种让自己肉体舒适的方法，所得到的结果虽然一时有办法解决那种饥渴，但是所带来的副作用却是更大的。
So when you try to indulge yourself by going according to your flesh desires, you might feel happy temporary, but in the end, you will be distressed.
尤其是我们今天已经归主信耶稣的人，我们都是神慈爱光明的儿女。
Especially today, we are walking in the light because we are children of God.
当我们在故意犯罪之后呢，圣经上跟我们讲说，赦罪的恩就不再有了。
So if we try to sin intentionally, then the grace is no longer for us.
我们的身心将要受到残害。
Then our body and soul will be harmed.
最后又有地狱的永远的刑罚等待着我们呢。
And in the end, eternal punishment, the hell will be waiting for us.
诸位同龄们，小弟越传福音越久，越相信这种天国地狱的存在。
Brothers and sisters, the longer I preach, the more I believe in hell and heaven.
小弟听到的故事太多了。
Because I've heard so many stories.
前两年我们在伊丽莎白新泽西教会有一个学生灵会啊。
2 years ago in Elizabeth Church, in New Jersey Church, we had a student spiritual convocation.
有一个小朋友在祷告会之后呢，突然一直哭，一直哭啊。
So after prayer, one child was crying loudly.
他哭到身体一直发抖。
And he was crying until he trembled.
他哭到吃不下饭。
He cried until he could not eat.
我去问他，你什么事？他不跟我讲。
So I asked him what happened, but he would not tell me.
后来我就请他的哥哥去问他怎么一回事啊。
So I asked his brother to ask him what happened.
他说刚刚的经历实在是太可怕了。
He said the hell is so terrifying.
刚刚我在祷告的时候，神把我带到地狱里面去观看。
When I was praying, God brought me to hell.
那是一个硫磺火湖啊。
It's a place filled with fire.
一大群人等着排队，魔鬼在那个火湖旁边一个一个往下丢啊。
And the devil was waiting beside, throwing everyone into the hell.
在那个火湖的另外一边呢，墙壁钉了人，两个魔鬼呢拿着枪长枪，在那边练习射枪啊，射在人身上。
And some devils were trying to shoot some people, on the cross.
我不相信一个4岁的小朋友，不，4年级的小朋友，他会撒谎啊。
So I do not believe that a fourth grade child will lie.
这是要告诉我们真的地狱是存在的。
This is trying to tell us that hell does exist.
我们是属天国的子民，我们有天国的盼望。
We belong to heaven and we have heavenly hope.
我们在有压力的时候呢，不要再越花得罪神，去找错误的方法来暂时满足我们心灵啊的需要，却是带来那种痛苦的后果。
Under stress, we should not use evil methods.To fulfill our desire, because it will have side effects.
我们再看第三点，实际上让我们在压力处理的方法是，我们也要自己尽力的来解决问题。
Let's look at the third point. That is, we have to try to solve our own problems.
来看但以理书第六章十四节。
Daniel chapter 16 verse 4.
但以理书第六章十四节。
Daniel 16 verse 4.
旧约一千零四十六页。
Daniel 16 verse 4。
一千零四十七页。
Sorry,
六章十四节。
Verse 14。
六章十四节。
Daniel 6 verse 14。
王下令，就把但以理带来，扔在狮子坑中。王对但以理说。对不起啊，十四节，十四节。
Verse 14。
王听见这话，就甚愁烦，一心要解救但以理，筹划拯救他，直到日落的时候。真提到，这时候王呢，因为他有一个好朋友，一个大臣呢，被人家陷害，要被丢在狮子坑里面去啊。
Here talks about our king worrying about Daniel that will be thrown into the lion den.
他这个时候呢，他整个晚上，他就他整天呢就想要筹划来解救他，直到日落的时候啊。
And he was determined to rescue Daniel.
当他遇到问题的时候呢，他想办法尽自己的努力来解决。
When he encountered problem, he did his best to solve the problem.
我想这是我们一个人应该有的一种积极的、正面的一种处事的态度。
And this is a positive attitude that everyone should have.
所罗门王虽然说人生是虚空的虚空啊。
Even though King Solomon said that everything was in vain.
但是他还是极力的要寻求智慧，他想要知道邪恶是什么、愚昧是什么、智慧是什么。
But he still seeks for wisdom. He wants to know what is good and evil, what is right and wrong.
自己真的按照神给我们的，我们要努力来解决问题了。
That is, we have to solve our problems.
这次来温哥华，觉得温哥华很漂亮哈，路上都充满了桃花，是不是桃花？樱花，樱花。
This time when I came to Vancouver, I felt it's very beautiful because there are many flowers bloom.
那我们经过了一个寒冬，看到花彰显了它美丽的容颜。
And after the winter, we can see that all the flowers start to bloom.
你看大自然在教我们一个问题哦，就是大自然也很努力的把那个困难的过去呢，用它美丽的展现呢，来忘记，来解决过去的那些寒冬的事情呢，让一种欢乐，一种美丽。一种希望把过去给冲淡冲淡了。
We can also see that nature takes its course by using the spring, the beautiful spring, to forget about the coldness of the winter.
小弟以前住在美国的东部，美国东部的秋天也很漂亮。
So in the eastern side of United States, it's also very beautiful.
每年秋天，小弟那时候总是要带着我的家人呢，到一个地方叫 Bear Mountain， 在这个西点军校附近呢，在那里。眺望整个大纽约市整个那个树万紫千红，真是美丽的不得了啊。
During fall, I always bring my family to Bell Mountain to look at the beauty of New York City.
那在那里，我每次在那里就想到一句话，他说呢 ，September try its best to help us forget summer. September try its best to help us forget summer. 这些九月的这个季节呢。尽力的让我们把那些夏天的这种炎热呢，都把它给忘记了。
And I always remember this phrase: September tries its best to let us forget about summer.
所以连大自然都懂得用一种正面的希望来解决自己的问题啊。
So even nature uses a positive attitude to solve its problems.
所以人真的要努力哦。
That is why humankind have to strive.
有一个人呢，家庭不温暖呐，爱情纠纷呐，感情又遇到问题了，所以他就自我封闭了哈。
a person might enclose himself because he encounters family problems or relationship problems.
胡子也不刮，脸也不洗，整天睡得很晚，消沉呐，很消沉，压力很大。
He will always not clean himself and feel very stressful.
那这个在这段时间呢，突然间他们家客厅哦开了一朵花。
So at this time, a flower bloomed in his living room.
哎，这朵花真的好漂亮。
And it's a very beautiful flower.
那花的下面这个茶几怎么那么脏呢？跟这个花不配合，他就想说啊，我也来清清这个茶几好了。
And the flower put on the table is very dusty, so he cleaned the table.
哎，清清，哎，这个房间呢这么乱，跟这个茶几跟花不配合，那我来打扫一下房间好了。
And now that the table is clean, he also cleaned the house because it's so dusty.
哇，这个房间这么漂亮，少了阳光，把窗帘打开好了。
So now there's no sunshine, let's open the window.
我知道，哎，怎么整个生命都已经这样亮丽起来了呢
？So slowly he found that he became lively.
他一步一步的走向光明之中啊。
So step by step he walked toward the light.
所以圣经跟我们讲，我们做一个人呀，要一日尽一日的职分呐。我们每一天该做的，我们真的要尽力的去做。即使我们再困难，我们把自己该做的做好，相信神会越开我们的路啊。
So every day we should strive our best to fulfill our duty because we will find that every day God is guiding our steps.
以前听到一个故事啊，有一次啊，这个海啸很大哦，把一些海里面的海星啦、一些海植物啦，通通冲到岸上来了。
I heard this story that once there was a storm and all the fish stars were brought onto the sand.
那有一个人呢，傻傻的呢，要拯救这些海星啦、这些海里的族类啊。
So a person is trying to save all the creatures.
哎呀，就那说，哎呀，你也省省吧，你怎么有办法？这成千上万的海星在那里，你怎么有办法通通救他们呢
？So another person said to this person, "There are so many fish stars. How are you going to save them?"
他不说一句话。
So he didn't say anything.
他弯下去再捡起一两只海星，说：“那么就让我再拯救这两只吧。”
So
跑到岸边去了。
He just pick up one or two fish stars and throw them into the water.
我想这是神要我们所做的一种精神。
So this is the kind of spirit that we should have.
我们要靠着神家庭给我们力量，努力来克服我们的困难嘛。
Through the strength that God has given us, we should try to solve our own problems.
最后，我们做个基督徒最主要的就是我们要懂得凡事依靠神，归向神。
So the last and most important thing is that we should know how to rely on God.
求神解决我们压力的问题了。
To ask God to solve our problems and stress.
我们看历代志下15:1。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles 15.
历代志下15:1。
2 Chronicles 15:1.
历代志下十五章。
2 Chronicles 15.
1:1。神的灵感动俄德的儿子552夜亚撒利亚2。
Verse 2.
他出来迎接亚撒，对他说：“亚撒和犹大便雅悯众人呐、要听我说。你们若顺从主，主必与你们同在；你们若寻求他，就必寻见；你们若离弃他，他必离弃你们。”3。
Verse 3.
以色列人不信真神，没有信我的祭司，也没有例外，已经很久了。4。
Verse 4.
但他们在极难的时候归向主以色列的神，寻求他。他就被他们寻见。这边先知勉励以色列人说：“你们没有神已经很久了，你们在极难的时候，在压力最大的情况之下，寻求神，神一定会被你们寻见的吧。”
Here the prophet encouraged the Israelites: "You have not had God a king for a long time. You should seek for God first in your distress."
弟兄姐妹们，今天神没有应许我们每天都是天色常蓝的，没有了。尤其在温哥华，我发觉到阴天很多、
Brothers and sisters, God has not granted you sunshine every day, especially in Vancouver.
我们在活在世上一定有困难的。
That is to say, in this world, we'll encounter problems.
但是神说，我不是叫你们离开世界，但是你们一定要胜过世界。
God did not ask us to leave this world, but to overcome this world.
主耶稣常常对这样感叹
So Jesus always sighed.
耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷啊，我常常想聚集你们，就好像母鸡想聚集小鸡在它翅膀下面，让你们可以得到保护，得到休息，但是你们自己却不要，竟自不肯啊。
Jesus said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I always wanted to gather you like the chicken, like the hen gathering the chicks, but you would not turn to me.
最近我读了一个这个纪录片哦，他会讲到，他跟我们讲这个鸡啊，会 talk behind us, 会 talk behind us, 然后他鸡都会自己沟通，彼此沟通的。
So recently, I watched a documentary, and I found that the hens will talk to themselves.
他们把一只鸡、哦、放在一个笼子里面、啊哦、然后打一个灯光呢，打一只老鹰到这个笼子的背影上面去，然后那个鸡会发出叫声，然后那个科学家就把那个叫声录起来。
They put some chicks in a cage and they use a projector to shine an image of an eagle and the chicks will scream.
你会觉得那个母鸡看到老鹰的时候很好玩，它会发出一种叫声的、哦请问怎么叫的？母鸡怎么叫的
？So do you know how to？
啊，当然，他不是说老鹰，老鹰了
哦。So when she sees the image of the eagle, she will make sounds that means the eagle is coming.
然后呢，再把这只鸡拿走哈、哦，把另外一只鸡拿过来，这次没有打那个灯光啊。
So they changed another hen, and this time they did not use the projectors to show the image.
就把前一只鸡那个声音录下来的声音哦，啊，这个放给这只母。另外一只鸡来听啊。
So they recorded the scream of the hen for the other hen.
你会知道这只母鸡呢，自己会蹲下来哦，也会再叫老鹰，老鹰哦，也会蹲下来。它没有看到老鹰哦，它会蹲下来说老鹰，老鹰，老鹰来喽。
So even this new hen did not see the image of eagle when he heard the scream, he will also make the same sound.
那下一次呢，是放一只这个海鹰啊，这个黄鼠狼。
So next time they show an image of a hyena.
啊，那个鸡哦，就叫的不一样哦，那个声音不一样。就这次是黄鼠狼，黄鼠狼，它不是蹲下去哦，它是躲到那个笼子的那个一个角落啊，因为黄鼠狼来不用蹲了、啊，蹲没有用啊。
So this time the hen did not squat down, but instead she hid in a corner because this time she thought it was a hyena.
然后再把这个声音让给另外一只听，也是一样叫啊、黄鼠狼，黄鼠狼，然后就躲到角落里面去了啊。
And because this time the sound means hyena, therefore they will have a different action.
所以我们主耶稣说，他真的像老母鸡一样讲啊，哎，小六子啊，小五子啊，不要跑啦，赶快到我翅膀下面来啦。我们好像都没有人听啊，大家都不想到他翅膀下面来。
God is just like the hen saying, "Please come under me, I'll protect you," but we do not want to do so.
当我们不归向神的时候呢
？When we do not return to God,
我们真的会觉得好愁烦。
Will feel very stressful.
我们要懂得抱，我们要懂得到神面前用抱着神的脚的方法了。
We should know how to grab hold of the
神人的脚，抱着神人的脚的方法了。
Hold on to the feet of Christ.
今天我们要怎么样归向神呢
？How do we return to God?
苏利夫人，他心里压力最大。当他死掉儿子的时候，他很聪明，他立刻跑的是那个神的先知以利沙。他跑去抱住以利沙说你要帮我解决我的困难呢、啊。
The woman in the Bible who lost his son, she knew how to grab hold the feet of Prophet Elisha.
我们今天会知道我们的信徒我们的朋友有时候真的在很大困难的时候呢不懂得找教会的工人呢、啊。
We can find our friends that when they encounter problems, they do not know how to find for the minister.
有时候我们当传道有时候当得很感慨了哦。
Sometimes as a minister, I often sigh.
以前要找人访问的时候，古代我们找人访问，很多家可以访问。现在在我们那边有时候做访问呢，哦，好像在做这个送报生啊，到每一家去发这个圣灵月刊呐、啊，这个青年团契啦、啊，这个没有人要见你了，那你他不见你怎么办呢？你只好去发东西给他了。
In the past, it was easy for me to do visitation, but nowadays, I find I'm just like a newspaper boy delivering pamphlets to all the members.
经常讲，当一个工人到我们家的时候呢，到我们家的时候跟我们说平安，平安。那个平安是归于我们的。
The Bible tells us when a minister visits us, when he says peace be with you, the peace will be with us.
如果那个平安您不够资格的，那个平安是归那个工人的。
So if you are unwilling to receive this peace will be returned to the minister.
所以我们就要懂得怎么样的。请求我们教会的工人呢，来帮我们一起祷告。
So today we should ask the ministers to pray for us.
第二个，我们怎么懂？怎么要到神的翅膀下面呢？我们要懂得到教会里面来，真的痛痛的在神面前哭泣祷告。
Secondly, is to return to the chapel of God to repent, cry, and pray.
就像一个妇人哈拿，她没有办法生孩子，她心中愁苦，她所做的就是到神面前来倾心吐意啊。
Just like Hannah, she could not bear children. That's why she came before God and told everything to God.
以利祭司啊，祭司以利本来误会他说：“哎呀，妇人人啊，你不要醉酒啦！你要醉酒，你也到外面去嘛，怎么跑到会堂里面来醉酒呢？”因为他祷告，心中太愁苦了，祭司以为他醉酒了。
Prophet Eli thought that Hannah was drunk because she was so distressful.
Hannah 说：“燕王啊，我没有啦，我只是心里很愁苦，跟神祷告。”
But Hannah said, "I'm in distress. That's why I pray to God."
以利说：“你平平安安回家去吧，你所求的，愿神为你成全。”
Prophet Eli said, "Go in peace. What you have wished will be granted."
今天有时候，也许我们跟以利一样糊涂啊，眼睛昏花，不晓得别人在做什么。
Sometimes we are blinded, just like Prophet Eli.
但只要你有信心的跪在会堂里面祷告。
But as long as you have the faith to kneel in the chapel.
相信先知，从圣经所说的话语。
And believe what the minister has said from the Bible.
你平平安安的回家吧。
Then you go home in peace.
我知道，哈拿就有帮我吃得下饭的，原来睡不着了就有帮我睡得着了，就身心愉快起来了。这是解除压力的一个好方法。
And that is why Hannah could eat and sleep again because his stress was gone.
主耶稣也面对十字架的压力啊。
Jesus also had stress when he encountered the cross.
祷告一次不够，祷告两次不够。
It was not enough to pray for once or twice.
祷告第三次的时候，他心里才有平安，才感到有力量。
The third time that he prayed, he felt peace and
strength. 所以弟兄姐妹们，今天如果您还有压力的话，
So today, if you still feel stressful,
我想只有一个答案啊。
There's only an answer.
就是我们还没有祷告到主耶稣那个第三次的程度啊。
That is, you have not prayed as hard as Jesus.
有人的地方就一定有问题啊。
When there's human, there's problem.
有神的地方一定有答案。
But when there's God, there's answer.
那为什么我们的压力还没有办法解除呢？
So why we cannot solve our stress?
唯一就是我们还没有祷告到第三次嘛。
Because we have not prayed as hard as Jesus.
如果主耶稣要祷告三次才能够得到心中的平安。
If Jesus had to pray three times before he could gain peace.
请问我们要祷告几次呢？
So how many times should we pray?
我们真的来到神面前祷告啊，祷告够了，还要懂得凡事交托所信的神呢、啊。
After we have prayed, we should entrust everything to God.
我们再把这节读一次，《创世纪》四十五章第五节。
Let's read again Genesis 45 verse 5.
创世纪四十五章第五节。
Genesis 45 verse 5.
四十五章第五节，现在不要因把我卖到这里来自忧自恨，这是神差我在你们以先。来为要保全生命，神差我来有一个好的目的，为了要保全人的生命。
Here it says because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you.
啊，原来约瑟发现到，真的凡事都有神美好的旨意啦。
So Joseph discovered that everything has God's will.
所以真的不要太压力太大，神背每一件事情背后都有神美好的旨意。
So do not feel stressful because everything is God's will.
有一次呢，小弟住在圣何西嘛，美国的西部。有一次要到美国的东部，这个纽泽西教会去出差了。
I live in the western side, that is San Jose, and once I went to New Jersey, which is in the eastern side.
小弟的太太很爱我，所以在睡觉的时候呢，就说我来帮你设 alarm 哈。我们是大概这个八点的飞机哈。这个我们六点要起床，要赶飞机这样子。
So my wife loves me very much, and she set an alarm clock for me.
那我就很放心了啊、哦！感谢太太，我可以放心的睡觉了。
So I thank my wife and sleep peacefully.
可是在我一早上一想，哎，怎么阳光这么亮了呢
？But the next morning when I woke up, I found the sun was shining.
闹钟怎么没有响？已经七点多了呢。
So it's already past seven.
再一看，哎呀，我老婆虽然爱我，但是忘了把那个哈。把那个 on 跟 off 那个 switch 哈、哦，从那个 off 调到 on 啊，所以等于白色啊。
So my wife forgot to put the alarm clock on.
我这个跟老婆跟我太太结婚这么多年了、哦，我在婚姻当中学会一个秘诀，就是永远不可以骂太太。
So during these years of marriage, I learned that you should never scold your wife.
啊，但是可以骂一下小孩。
But you can scold your children.
所以我就跟我大女，因为我大女要跟我去，我也就跟她挖墙，我说。这么大了啊，十一二岁了，你有闹钟啊？你自己都不设，你都靠着老爸老妈来设。
So I woke up my eldest daughter and told her, "Why don't you set up the alarm clock? You're so old already."
所以我看，当我的小孩也是很可怜的、啊。
So I think my children is really pitiful.
所以啊，不管了，不管三七二，冲得很快就要冲到机场去了。
So I rushed to the airport.
结果像我们那里有个条桥叫做 San Mateo Bridge 了哈，像你们这里的 Lion Bridge 一样，那个大塞车啊。
And there was traffic jam on the bridge.
哦，真的是心里急得像热锅上的蚂蚁，但是我学习一定要把嘴巴闭起来，不可以骂太太。
So I was so stressful, but I dare not scold my wife.
好了，还是要继续啊，开到这个San Francisco 的机场啊。
So when I arrived at the airport of San Francisco,
果然迟到了。
I was late.
怎么办呢？
So what should I do?
我本来买机票是要到纽约去啊，纽泽西去的是 New York Airport。一看，这里有一架飞机是到这个是到这个 JFK 的，到纽约的机场去的。
So I found that there's another plane to New York.
可是其实我的第一站是要到纽约去步道，不是新泽西去步道的。
And since my first stop was supposed to be New York.
感谢主，主耶稣，我预备好了，我去呢，让弟兄姐妹呢少省一些距离来接我啊。
So God has prepared this for me.
所以很多事情我们一看，这个有时候在压力之下，我常常会不小心说错话、做错事情，那个头发越来越白啊。
So、
但是其实真的，有时候神都是有他美好的旨意啊。
So sometimes under stress we'll do a lot of wrong things and our hair grow white, but we understand that there's a will of God.
我们重要的就是要学习，在这个压力、这个困难，到底神要让我们学习什么？每一个困难都是有神一个美好的旨意的哦。
So behind every problem, there's a good will of God.
有个长老这样见证。
There's an elder who testified.
有一次他的女婿也是一个传道人呐、啊，打电话给他，他在一个很远的地方。
His son-in-law called him long distance.From a place, he's also a preacher.
这个长老一接到电话，这个传道在哭啊。他说：“爸爸，我太太，你女儿病还是没有好呢。”
So the preacher called the elder and said, "Father, your daughter is still ill."
那个长老勉励那个传道说：“你有没有祷告？要祷告啊。”
The elder encouraged the preacher, "Did you pray? You have to pray."
他说：“爸爸，我有祷告啊。”
He said, "Dad, I did pray."
但是祷告没有用啊。
But it's useless.
那个长老说，心里在想说，你做个传道，怎么可以讲祷告没有用呢
？So the elder thought to himself, "You are a preacher. How can you say prayer is useless?"
没有用，也要继续祷告，祷告到有用为止。
So even though it's useless, you have to pray until it's useful.
挂了电话。
So when he hung up,
他从很远的地方赶回来啊。
He came from a long way.
帮女儿祷告。
And pray for his daughter.
他就在问你一个问题：我们今天为什么遇到这个困难呢？
So he asked his daughter, "Why do we encounter this today?"
他说：“女儿啊，你要想一想，到底有什么问题，是不是要在神面前悔改的呢？”
So he said, "Daughter, you should think whether you have gone against God in some way."
他说：“爸爸，你知道我最近怀孕吗？”吼。
So the daughter said, "Dad, you know that I'm pregnant."
你知道我怀孕的时候呢，我就跟神讲说：“行啊，我那今晚呢在睡。”
So I
prayed
to God and say, "Why I'm so unlucky?"
我这个孩子才一岁多，我照顾得很辛苦，你又给我第二个，实在是太过分了吧。
I already have a child who's only 1 year old, and you made me pregnant.
哦，爸爸，我这样跟神这样祷告，对不对呢
？So I pray in this way, is that wrong?
爸爸说，当然不对啊。
And the father said, of course it's wrong.
如果有一个人送你一条毛巾呢
？If someone gave you a present.
你不喜欢这个毛巾，你也不会说，哎，我哪在睡，收到这条毛巾。
But even though you don't like the present, you would not say, "Why am I so unlucky? You give me something so useless."
你要说一下感谢嘛，至少谢谢嘛，一下嘛，对不对
？At least you will thank the person.
懂得悔改。
That's why you have to repent.
后来他们全家为了这个事情知道原因就悔改。
So the whole family prayed for this matter.
很快他们就找到原因，后来真的这个病很快就好了。
So after they found the reason, the illness was healed.
所以我们在压力之下，真的要回归神。寻找问题的真诀。
So under stress, we should return to God and find out the problem.
弟兄姐妹们，最近我们有一个操练，就是我们当中有一个换鬼的来到我们当中。
Recently, we have this test. That is, we have a true seeker who's demon possessed.
首先，我们要感谢神给我们这个操练的机会。
First, we have to thank God that we have this test.
因为操练都是帮助我们长进的。
Because trials and tribulations are good for us.
如果没有这个鬼的作乱，我们永远对鬼的知识呢，只停留在圣经上面，我们就不知道原来鬼也可以这么样的有力量的。
If we do not encounter this, we only know the devil from the Bible. We do not really know its strength.
我们的神是至尊至大、自有力量的神呐。
God is almighty and powerful.
在神凡事没有不能的。
In God, everything is possible.
我们要用圣经的方法来解决这个问题。
So we should use the method from the Bible to solve
the problem. 圣经上讲说，禁食祷告大有能力啊。
The Bible says that we should fast and pray.
请问我们当中有几个真正为这个事情在禁食祷告呢？包括我在内。
How many of us really fast and pray for this, including myself?
经上讲说，遇到这种事情，同心合意就有办法把鬼赶出去。
The Bible says that if we all pray in one accord, we can cast out the demons.
所以我们相信这是一个啊正面的学习。
So we know this is a positive learning for all of us.
我们也彼此提醒，当魔鬼在工作的时候呢，我们不要去看秀了。
We should remind each other that we are not watching a show.
因为我们越想看的时候呢，那个魔鬼越会表演给我们看了。
Because if you think it's a show, then the devil will show you more.
我们要用信心彼此代祷。
We have to use faith to pray for each other.
我们不知道神将来会怎么带领。
We do not know the guidance of God.
但是我们一件事情是真的，有一件事情是对的。
But we know something that is absolutely true.
这件事是神允许发生的。
That is God allowed this to happen.
这些事情神一定要得到荣耀。如果这个人继续来的话
，God will want to be glorified through this matter.
这件事情让我们啊能够。帮助我们同心合意祷告，更多有更多人灵性上可以复兴啊。
And God wants to use this to let us pray more fervently and to be strengthened.
我们在压力之下更归向神。
Under stress, we'll return to God.
我知道神要得到大荣耀，我们要得到大平安。
And God will be glorified, and we will receive peace.
我们在社会上，我们都认识有一个叫 Tiger Wood。
We all know a person called Tiger Wood.
我在读这篇文章的时候呢，他说。在四年来呢，他打了20几场这个比赛呢，净赚了大概4500万的美金呢。
So, he has played 20 over games during these 4 years.
四年来就赚了这么多了哈。
And have learned 450.
那为什么这个人打球会这么成功呢？他就举一个故事。
Why is he so successful? He told us a story.
那有一次他在比赛的时候呢，发觉到他只低别人一杆而已啊。第一杆而已，打到第17洞啊，他只是低别人哦，第一杆啊，哎，这是最后一洞了哦。如果他那一杆呢可以打进去的话呢，他就赢了啊。
So he was only a little bit short from his competitor.
那可是他最后一个球呢，却离开那个洞口大概 8 feet 八尺远。
But the ball was 8 feet from the hole.
那时候他看起来有点焦虑啊，哦，不晓得怎么办。
So he was.Stressful because he did not know what to do.
在那个时候呢，他那个报纸上那个 Newsweek 他这样写啊，他总是会想起，在这种压力的情况之下呢，爸爸会怎么说
？So under the stress, he remembered what his father said.
他就想起爸爸哦，无论爸爸在哪里，他会想起爸爸，就一定会这样跟他说：“你一定要相信，你这一杆打出去呢，一定会一杆进洞了。”哦，他就用着一种很有信心的态度呢，就这样挥下去了。结果那个球真的是。滚进去历史里面，他就赢了哦。
So you remember his father say that you have to be confident when you hit the ball, and the ball will fall into the hole.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天有很多的压力了。
So today we have many stress.
如果 Tiger Wood 懂得在那个时候要想一想他的爸爸怎么说
，If Tiger Wood could remember what his father said，
我们在压力的时候呢，要想一想这个时候我们天父会说什么。
So under stress, we should think, what would God say?
我们总要回到神的身边，懂得依靠神。
And we should return to God and rely on Him.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless us.
唱诗。